Vavchafbeis amid aleph oisai at a mashlech kol hayisurim. Shenemar behen lo sechol. All the yisurim which say by them the words lo sechol are going to say like this. With this of kol mishrik, and since the pasuk is needed to make it permitted, lo matzil lemelof taimo. You can't learn out the reasoning. The ilav oisai if not for it han havi amina for oso. Then I would think have amina kol mitzvasa. That the mitzvah said that the pasuk is going to teach actual itzra, because it needs to teach you that the actual mitzvah she'ena kodesh baruch hu gafeach sar kol be'er, kodesh baruch hu does not withhold the reward of any creature. And then we're mitzrayim, and it says by mitzrayim the echzos kala l'shem the dogs in the bark. Think of chifrak pido tara liti nischaro. Tara was a makna in order to give it its reward. V'nichbad schar. I'll just take out the gears of schar. The schar of the kelev of the dog's reward or is better than the guy's, because the veil is sold to a guy and a trefa goes to the dog. Remeir is learning out the isser of getting any benefit from on all of the yisurim in the part of the veil, the fact that it was specified in the veil of bishlim in part. Heter the treifa, it makes sense that they had specified the heter by treifa legufi for its rechiz need for itself lemifrat the ball heter to explain to specify a heter mishum the ilav the part they because if it didn't specify and have a mina litas or brahnos I would think that's forbidden to get benefit from eloi so one otherwise I'd say also mishana we explain we answer leisir hanoch chulin shenichlu bazar it's coming to the make usher. To forbid you getting any benefit from chulin, which had been shechted in the azara, the nafkalon b'hu iser achilu, because we learn how that iser that of eating it, but the chesiver is written ki yarchem b'mcha hamokon sabachta v'chalta, which we learn out from that the bericha mokum when you're far away from something shayin chutz l'machna shchina, which means outside the machna shchina, the actual azara atu zoveich v'oichel, you can just slaughter and eat v'atu zoveich v'oichel b'kir of mokum, and you can't just shech and eat. Inside the base of English, Meshum the aim of Furish behen, lav behenis is no explicit lav, vachilo by eating it, and so it's supposed to lav by eating it, and Isser Chlamelaflohu, Isser Hanol, we have to learn out the Isser Hanol from over here. Rachim Mashmal is say, Shinesser Meshum Chutz, Lamachitz is that which has been also, which from being outside the walls of the base of English, at the Mashal the Chalil, you throw it to the dog, the Ha Mahai Kroh, because from that pasuk, Ubasa Basada, Trefa, Nafkalon, Isser Mechitza, that's where, from that pasuk, Ubasa of Trefa is where we learn out that you need to have the Isser being within the walls, because when Hushit Uber, Yodel Bashasa, Shchita, for example, if the baby sticks his hand out while it's being shechted, but maybe Marsha, lately, from the we learn out in the fourth parak of Mesechus Chulin, Ali Yeshul Ha'acher, Hanesar, Mishul Mechitza, something else which is also because of the problem with walls, and then Shechlik Ali, you'll throw it to the dogs, Beze Ze, Chulin, Shinishul Gazar. Because we learn out the fact of the trade, the whole thing of the trade, but also the walls. So there's the walls of the animal, and over here we're learning out something else, which is the walls of the base of Mikdash, which is talking about the chulin shechted in the azar. Chulin shenishul azar, the siri v'hano lav d'iraisa, that which is aser v'hano is not something which is midiraisa. The parakshin of the kedushin, the fungal bun parakshin, and second parak of the sech kedushin is what we learn. It is where we learn it out. We don't obligate you to take out the Gidah Nosha first. We don't have a decree that a different Jew will see his friend giving the thigh to the guy. He's going to think that she did the Gidah, that the Gidah Nosha was taken out. Since it left the Jew's hands, he's going to end up eating it together with the Gid. If it's been taken out or not. We see from here, though, that the Gid is mutter. But I know that the Gid is mutter. I know the question of Rabbi Vol, and this is the question of Rabbi Vol. He, v'chamu v'gidah hutra. Therefore, kol chele v'chol gid mutar mahana. All of the fats in the Gid that are permitted in, to get benefit from it. Shehim v'chol l'gersh v'sherech v'tenena. V'achla, that you should give it to, they're included in the where the pasuk says, you should give it to the ger toshav. Shigam hein kureini mo nevela, because it's also being called a nevela v'hari l'chol heter hano b'lav gid. The Gid, the Lav the Gid. And you find yourself over here that it's coming out that it's permitted to get benefit from the Lav of the Gid. And no, to the Lav of the Gid. So there is if it's a Nevela or a Kosher. that tastes like mead, Harry who bechal nevela, therefore it's included in the nevela. My name is Amigin, and Isinus and Tam, Bosser, is Vashal Im HaBosser, that the Isser giving off of the meat giving off taste when it's cooked together with other meat, Almalav Tam Bosser Isbu, that it's not the Gid itself doesn't have Tam, the taste of the meat. The Lav Nevela Mikra is not called the Nevela. Ella Katsamas, it's like bones, the Hain Itzba Alma, they're just like a piece of wood, Lo Shtari Bachal Nevela, and it's not included with the rest of the Nevela, but Eitzu, and it's wood, the hood, Vatur Chaim Olof, yet the Torah still says you're obligated for eating, because that's how the whole Isser of Gidah Nusha works. My Eglim Mirren, so Chase, what are you going to say over here? Uktayim, but Gidah Nusha, and the Machlokas on this is in the Perak of Gidah Nusha, 7 Perak of Sechus Chulin. Rabbi Shimon Pait, the Lagami Kavalu, and Behemoth Tmea, Potter, from Behemoth, not Hashar, and believes that he Potter, because of Rabbi Gidah Nusha, and Tama. Bosser, he holds that there's no taste in the Gidah Nusha. Umigid, Nam Potter, also Potter, from the Gidah Nusha, the Chiazra, Rachman, the Gid, Hecha, the Besar, and Mutter. When does the Torah say you're Usser from eating the Gid? That's when you're Mutter to eat the beet. The Haina Behemoth, which is a kosher animal, the Hochim Ashma, this is how it implies, Gid, Lo Sechel, don't eat the Gidah Nusha, Hobos, or Achim, you can eat the meat. Aval Tmeel, a non-kosher animal, Lo Hizrael, the Gidah, there's no prohibition on the Gidah Nusha. Bachim Rafashin, the Gidah Nusha, this is how we explain over there in the paragraph of Gidah Nusha in the Sechel Schun. Rabbi Shimon, Hochinami, the Osir Gidah Tahir, I feel about none. Indeed, Rabbi Shimon will make the Gidah Nusha of a kosher animal Osir to derive any benefit from it. Alma, you see from that, the Lo Sechel, Isir Hadda, Mashma, that the word Lo Sechel is implying, in prohibition of getting any benefit from it. And when the nevela was made permitted to get benefit from it, it wasn't permitted. The Rebbe Shimon Pater Shem the Labachal Nevela because it's not included. The Gedalosh is not food. It's not included in the nevela. Avol Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda Mutter is going to be permitted. Mishum the Gosav Yishu Gidim Nosin Tam because he does hold that Gid Anosha has taste. The Tanya Rabbi. Can you get on Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Shtam? Like we said, Rabbi Yehuda tells you're going to be Chayev for two. It's through Hilkach Gid B'chal Basar. Therefore, the Gid Hanashi is included in meat because Yehuda Nevela, when the Nevela became permitted to get benefit from it, Huta Gamhi, it also became permitted to have benefit from it. Elo Be'elu Shirei Dam Chatzas Apanimius, the leftover of the blood of the Chatzas, which is inside the Heichal, which we sprinkle in the blood. Hanishpachim, while you send them a Rav Yisham Mizbech, the leftovers, you get spilled on the western base of the Mizbech, Hakritzon, and the outside Mizbech. Vishiri dam chatas achitonus, and the leftover of the blood of the chatas, the blood is sprinkled on the outside Mizbech. Hashpachon yisod duraimi, which gets spilled onto the southern base. Yaisin mena yisod luritzva goes from the base to the floor. They're actually in the kovim katanim through two small holes. Umis arvim ba'amas siloin ha... Shai over Mazar, there was this spring of a stream of water passing through the Azar. It's Nachal Kitchon, Kamola Nachal Eitzon, like the valley of Eitzon, which is an Amek, means valley. The Ganon and Bali Ginus was Evel to the owners of gardens and farms for fertilizer. Moilam Bang Kolamis means to say, also Lamis Bang, you're not able to get the right benefit from it below the dome without paying for it. If they change the language, because it belongs to Ektish. Kamokam, you see from here that the dam is what the Rano, that you can derive pleasure, derive benefit from the blood. Kamayim Hamis Naschin. No, you can't get any benefit from it. Shahari Kodesh, because it's Kodesh, 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 became Kodesh, 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 Kodesh. So you see, well, it seems to be it's more than one reason saying over here. Rashi says there's Kodesh, Kodesh, and also there's a Pasuk which is saying it. I don't know why it seems a little bit extra language. Tachot Beis, Omid Beis. Luchiski Nehmer Leil said earlier, Isser Hano, the Chomets, Melo Yechol. Ye'achel, that the Israel of grinding any benefit from the chometz comes from the pasuk says lo yechel, lo sachal, lo sachal, lo mashal, lo yechel. But the actual words of lo sachal doesn't imply to him that there's also a prohibition of getting benefit. L'mayim helchaz iskushanam l'mayim l'mishri v'hanot permit in getting benefit from it. The meich tesel ha'chad in the tasra. Where do you think that it should actually become muster when the veil of l'osvina? You're not asking. They didn't ask from the veil. Because you have to consider l'mayim tzurkar l'mishri. Why you need a pasuk to permit it to get benefit from it? Why the ikar Yehuda sover? If you also give the dvarim kikzavim, who the also the reason why the pasuk is coming to teach you that you should give it. You give it to the ger and you sell it to the goy. The Kramer, we also remain, and some will look at it, so if you need it, they'll hack them this in the Gael and Mechir the Nachri. The reason why you need the Pasuk is to tell you that you're supposed to first give it to the Gael before you sell it to the Goy. When the soul is still inside it, they know that's the Lehem, Abram and the Chayek, is not allowed in Abram and the Chayek, so it says, Ach, Pasuk, Menashe, Domo, Lo, Sochel. Should need to meet one size of the soul in it. Lefnei Iver, Alma, you see, Lomitas, Alma, Shem, Lefnei Iver, the whole Lusadimisha, the whole prohibition of giving it is only because you might come to cause them to stumble. Aval Bahano, Akhrisim, or some other benefit, going like for example, to give it to your dog, sure, you'd be permitted. The Bilti Echol Hadam Sefer Degro, the end of the Pasuk is Losechol Nefesh. With the prohibition that said by it, so the blood coming out of the live creature is forbidden with the prohibition that's mentioned by it. Clear meaning, curse. Mishum dam gomer. A person's chayav curse because it's full blood. About the same, you might think, that which it says in the pasuk, you should make so strong don't eat the blood out of his avakim of a krochum and sainzko. So the elk is going on that which is just right before it. The dam zvichel hud osir, and it's the blood of a carbon that's osir. I will dam hakozva, dam of a shchita is osir, but if it's a dam hakozva, but if it's some blood, it'll be mutter. Beizet, Kamara, what does it mean to say? Al is a dam in the chai osir, which blood coming from the chai is the living animal is osir. We should not because of blood. Ha dam ha nefesh. It's a blood. It's like the soul blood. Ksival dam hakozva shel behemah shel nefesh. It's talking about the blood that is being let out. And all of that's taking out the soul. He's telling me the dumb behek is four different types of blood in the blood line. Can't be creases or same as creases. But tchila is shoyses. It's dripping. Lepsev is mekalech and it's coming to the flow. Vachkach mashka, then it gets darker. Lepsev is shoyses and then it drips again. Yesh mehen she'en haneshami. So in some of these bloods, the soul is not coming out. Yesh mehen she'en haneshami. So in some of them, the blood is coming out. But hasim tiny is el dam hakazosh and haneshami. Yitzavol kozman she mekalech. And over there, there's a brayse tells us what is the bloodline blood that. The blood which is taken out during bloodletting, which makes the soul come out, and that's as long as it's flowing. Shem shachta v'achi amakro, sokol yisokol, asher the axe should be stoned, but ilo sokol, if you don't stone it, afal pikin, even so, lo yechol b'sar, you're not allowed to eat its meat. Isra hano, lo mashma, v'kasha, afi, lo chiskin, is a question, even according to chiskin, v'kol shkin, or b'vol, v'shikin, to your b'vol. V'hanech, tanoi, the b'bom b'kamo, v'perek shor shendogach, the mafkil lahi noki lejosh achrina. They use that pasuk noki for different josh. Lashmina teacher the tom potter mechetsi kofer. The tom does not have to pay the half kofer. The kamar noki is mechetsi kofer, and it says noki is clean means from the having to pay the half kofer. And remember, this issue kills a man. The ilu muad mesham kofer shalom because the muad would pay a whole kofer. But also mafkil lechetsi kofer ilu mesham. And the very same thing, let me pay half kofer. But you can make it like the demay vodas and those that learn out to learn that you have to pay for the babies. If the animal gores a pregnant woman, and the baby dies from that, you have to, the person will have to, the owner will have to pay for the babies. The nafkale hanos or minnoki, that learns out to getting to benefit from the hide from the word noki, as lo darsh the ribuyi for an inclusionary word in the Torah. The several lokishim namsun, he was like shemasun, the shapirish called esim, shemator the rabbis, because he was explaining all of the words s in the Torah to be an inclusionary word. Shemashim should give the s Hashem alakachatira. Once you reach the pasuk to the shapir Hashem with the word s, Omar said, ma erba liyari imai, why can I come and include the fear for Hashem? Pirish mekulam zirfi said, none of them are true. Vehazabra mekulam ribuyin, Shadarish, and he retracted from all of the inclusionary drushes that he made, the Midahala for Rebuya, because he said, if this one's not true, it's not an inclusionary code. Also, Rebuya is not coming to teach you a limud, then kulahu nami lo Rebuya, also then all of the other ones are also not coming to teach you. The Rabbos, I mean, the Chacham, Shehim, Mer, Rabbos, the Kumar, Shemaim, it's coming to teach you that you, the fear of your Rebbe, should be like the fear of Hashem. Bloy Tzava, Bloy Kugoyim, Beklipe, Egoizim. Like this, peels of nuts. Shashemer aser mishum arlo, because that which is guarding the nut is also aser because of arlo. Could be asmo, because like the fruit itself. But lo yadik lo esa arki loy mishemish arlo, like oil that's arlo. But ashta the ksivi hanik kred la aser, to say that's aser lechem the mashma hetera lo my aser, the word lechem, which implies something being mutter. Why was it written in the Torah?